Sadly, lives
dozens falling ill with a mysterious virus that would ultimately change
their temperatures.
The coronavirus presents a public health emergency.
This is the Make the Choice podcast, a series that provides a safe place for discussion on vaccine hesitancy, something that has caused a lot of confusion and division among mob in our community. A collaboration between the state Indigenous Health and Indigenous media peak bodies in Queensland. The Make the Choice podcast, where we find the answers to the questions our mob have around the COVID-19 vaccine. This is the Make the Choice podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're talking about COVID-19 in Queensland for Queensland blackfellas. As the border looks to open around December 17, what will come with it is the Delta variant of the COVID-19. And New South Wales has had a huge impact of late, particularly the communities of Dubbo, Walgett, Wilcannia and Gonia. And now my community of Moree has seen positive COVID cases amongst blackfellas. I'm here to tell you, mob, it's real, it's spreading. And as the borders open up here in Queensland, the Delta variant will come up here. And I'm talking to blackfellas all around the state about what's going on in their areas, about vaccine hesitancy, what are the issues are, and just to try and educate and inform our mob out there, to get them off Facebook and talk to the real health professionals, to arm themselves with information and education to protect their communities and their elders. And I've just got the deadliest brother from far north Queensland with me at the moment. His name's Trendy Trev. He needs no introduction, but I'll get him to introduce himself anyway for the mob out there, brother.
Too deadly. Hey, you mob. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming here from Cairns, far north Queensland, your dingy country. And I'm the host for National Talk Black on BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM.
Yes.
Which goes across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service, brother.
Yeah, well, shout out to Bummer Bripper and all the great work you do up there. I mean, black media is so important when it comes to, you know, discussing COVID-19 and also getting, you know, good information to, from the frontline health workers into our communities to help make really good decisions about this sort of vaccination and COVID-19 yarn that we're having. Brother, first off, can you tell us what's the COVID yarn up Cairns way?
Well, it's full on. Big hats off to Wuchopperin, the First Nation Health Organisation up here, and Girini Yalamaka over there at Yarraba. They're doing a fantastic job. Big shout out to Mullungu as well and Mamu in the Salon Mariba. Look, they're working hard in regarding educating our mob and having that conversation. They've been going around doing pop-up vans for the jab, you know, for the vaccine. And we as media, Indigenous media, have been harping for our mob to go and get the jab or go along to the pop-ups to have the conversation and yarn with our mob, black on black, you know,
yep,
and hear the conversations to make a real getaway from social media. Don't listen to that two-fork yarns, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Go listen, talk to our mob, you know, and that's the conversation we're pushing as media, but we're all in this together. Let's run with that phrase, brother.
Yeah, that's very, very true, Cuz. Very, very true. Hey, you haven't had any real COVID cases up there, and I guess that sort of makes it a bit more difficult to sort of explain to them what COVID is and the impacts it's having, but it seems like your health services are up there doing an amazing job.
They are, and let's go north again, Cape York and our Indigenous communities. Hats off to the mayors. They are running fantastic programs and promotion, but also looking after their community. And we had a three-day lockdown here in Cairns about a month ago, and the communities had a lockdown. Well, they locked down straight away, for example. But early in the piece, and when it was all locked down, all the mayors locked down the communities, and it was their say, their call, even over at Yarraba, you know, and hats off to the mayors.
Yeah, it's really important they did that. I mean, and where Queensland's situated too, because you've got the Delta variant just across the border, like Queensland mob just have to pick up the border and just sneak through the curtain and they'll be able to see it. The Delta variant in our communities just across the border, it's that close, one in Gundawindi today. But also you mob up there in the top, you got Papua New Guinea and the Delta variant coming down from that way.
And think of our family, our mob up there in the Torres Straits. They're only like a dinghy row away from people with the pandemic, with the virus. So they just need to operate safely, and they're doing their bit up there as well, the authorities. and the elders are speaking up strong as well, you know, in that sense.
Yeah, and that's so important because they're the ones that we need to look after. Buzz, has Mob been yarning to you up there about, I don't want to get vaccinated because of this or I don't want to get vaccinated because of that? And we certainly understand a lot of it. I mean, distrust of government, you know, they rush this vaccine through. There's all this sort of yarns going on Facebook. What are the Mob up north saying there, brother?
Well, a couple of yarns have come up in regard to guinea pigs. We feel that we're being guinea pigs.
Yes.
I've said that, there's millions of guinea pigs gone before us overseas.
Yes.
It's just the world we live in, you know. But so that phrase has come up. The other thing is needles, scared of needles.
Yep.
And the other thing is cultural. It's not in my culture to do that. And the other ones are, the anti-vax people who, like, nah, brother, not me, I'm against all needles, you know. So there's about four or five different main excuses there or reasons for not to get the jab. And, of course, you got to respect the individual.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, you don't want to force anyone or tell anyone that they're wrong or, you know, have a divisive discussion as between black fellas, do we? Like, we want to, you know, look after everybody. But, there's some misinformation that goes on there that, you know, particularly around what's in the vaccine. And I was actually talking to Dr. Mark Wanatong this morning, and he actually studied the vaccine himself because he was worried about what happened with black fellas. So he had this beautiful yarn this morning. He actually took it into a lab, studied it himself, and then came up with his own conclusion that he's very happy with this vaccine. And he explained why the vaccine, the rashness of it, had come together because everyone in the world has worked together on one thing for once, and that's never happened before.
Yeah, well, he can be a strong advocate then, and being a doctor and doing his own studies, and he came up with the thumbs up with the vaccine.
Yeah.
So he'd be a good advocate for taking the jab, brother.
Yeah, no, he's up your way as well, too. So,
you
know, we'll put his story out there soon. But yeah, even just scared of needles, isn't it? Like, I was talking to, you know, my brother boys here at work, and, you know, a lot of us sat back because we're just scared of needles from what happened in boarding school back in the old days.
Sure, exactly, exactly. And then you look at the space of, it becomes a platform to talk about lockdowns and what have you, and then people checking you when you're walking in restaurants or things like that.
Mm.
And for our elders, it takes it back to the time of, yeah, and Kayaf, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, did that promo about where's your permit?
Yeah.
And taken back to the time when our elders used to have permits to come to the city. I know the Mob in Yarraba ancestors there used to have needed a permit to come into Cairns, you know?
Yeah.
And that was not so long ago, and all that mentality came back as well, you know?
Yeah, now you got to have a vaccine passport, you know?
Exactly, yeah, that's right, you know?
To get in.
And then you talk about the tourist industry up here in Cairns. It's one of our biggest industries, and look, we've got a lot of our Mob working in the tourist industry. Tourism operators are now looking at making it compulsory, all crew and all staff, to be vaccinated. So some people are leaving their jobs because of it, because they don't want to get the jab, and some people are getting the jab because they want for the pay packet, you know, no job, no jab, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, how they're rolling it out, and you know, you want to protect the people that you work with too, so you certainly understand the vaccine mandates, but... But yeah, it's certainly a hard one for black fellas.
Mm.
But as COVID comes up there, cuz, you know, they're saying the borders, you know, open up December 17, and with that tourism boom and that industry that is so needed up there in terms of economy and everyone getting some bungo in their pocket, you know, the threat of COVID is very, very real.
Well, it is real, you know, and as we're saying, you know, maybe the way to get out of this is to take the vaccine, you know? Because if you decide not to take the vaccine, well, all the rules come into place. You may not be able to fly on a plane or go into a restaurant or, you know, use a public toilet, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you can't even go to a football game.
Yeah, you may have to go bush and live on country. That could be a good thing, you know? But that's the world we live in, you know? And I say blessed are the flexible.
Yeah.
Adaptable.
And what advice would you particularly, because what I'm finding too, and you know, I had this conversation with my own son, Trev, he was very hesitant. He's 20. He's very hesitant. And I had to sort of talk him into getting the jab, because I said to him, look, while you may not be directly impacted, you may not get as sick as older other people, because, you know, with the first strain of the variant, they were pretty asymptomatic young people. They didn't really get any signs and symptoms, but they just carried the virus. Mm-hmm. And I said, when you go back home to Moree, if you're not vaccinated, then you spread that germ into all the elders in the mish there in the community. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you want that on your conscience?
On you. Exactly, exactly.
You know, so, and he's like, oh, I hadn't really thought about that, Dad. And I said, well, you know, I'm a bit old and experienced, son, and I know what it does, and I've sort of looked at it because I've got a medical background as well, and I'm a journalist, so I'm interested in stuff, I research stuff. But and me and him having that conversation, he sparked up another conversation with his friends, because most of them that live in Sydney, they all come from out west, and they go back there every Christmas. But if they're not vaccinated, they can't. So it's about having that conversation with the young ones, isn't it, the 20 to 25-year-olds, and you know, really getting them out with information.
Well, exactly, and the authorities, you know, government laws, health organisations make the rules because of the pandemic, because of the virus, they're the new rules. And the old saying, when in Rome, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your life will be different, or you'll be not an outcast, but you won't be allowed in different places because of it. We've had needles before, have we not, you know?
Yeah, particularly up here in Queensland, you know, the research I've done, you know, you had the Spanish flu go through Cherbourg back in the early days there. You've had swine flu up here. You know, we have had a history of disease and vaccination. I mean, smallpox arrived on our doorstep in 1788 and wiped out 75% of us down there in Gadigal country in Sydney. So there is a history of disease and then vaccination to protect ourselves.
Yeah, the world we live in, brother, and change with the times.
Yeah, that's right. You know? That's right. What would you like to see happen up at Cairns in the next couple of weeks as the border does get ready to open?
Well, see, that's the thing is, like, I think I can count on my hand how many times we've had COVID-19 up here. Yeah, I count on one hand, you could say, you know.
Yeah, that's
right.
So
we've done really well out here. I am no doctor, but I'm looking towards the so-called climate. The heat wave, tropical heat, is keep the virus at bay. I don't know, maybe that's it, you know.
Yeah, there is some factors around that sort of thing, but also with the rain and wet season, it protects it a little bit, they reckon, too.
And exactly, and the flu season, they call it, you know what I mean? So that may influx of COVID-19, we don't know, but our best defence is the jab, is the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know?
And particularly, I was thinking about this last night for Cairns Mob, it's such an international tourist destination, so they're going to open up international flights again.
Very soon, that's right.
And with that brings international tourists and the international strain of the Delta variant. Which will be running all around Cairns. So if you're not vaccinated, you're at real risk.
Well, as I said, tourism operators here are now going down that pathway. They're saying it's compulsory for all staff and crew to get vaccinated. And soon, just like Qantas have done the same, but very soon they could even say to the passengers boarding our boats or boarding our aircraft, I'm sorry, you haven't got the vax. Yeah, you can't travel with us.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, we'll see a lot of people like to move around, so you know, it's going to be a real challenge for blackfellas because, I don't know, I'd hate to be able to not go anywhere because you're not vaccinated, but, you know.
Well, exactly. Well, forget flying down to Brisbane, what's the Broncos, for example, you know. If that's your entertainment, if that's your passion, then there's a lot of things you will not be able to do because of the new rules, regulation.
Yep, that's exactly right. But it sounds like, I just want to go back to the work the health services are doing up there, Trendy Trev, and how Mob can engage with them. And like, you've got such a large area up there to cover when you go from Cairns out west up to the Cape.
I didn't mention Puna Pima. Big shout out to Puna Pima as well. They're doing a fantastic job. They travel up to the Cape. They look after the whole of the Cape and got staff and crew up that way. We're chopping to Cairns, of course. And look, they are doing a fantastic job. And they're communicating. They use Indigenous media a lot regarding conversations and promos of the vaccine, you know, and they're doing their bit to get the word out.
And because one of the myths is that there's not enough vaccines up that way to access for the Mob. Is that the case that you're hearing, or are the health services?
I was there for a little bit, but no, all good now, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Early on,
that two vaccines. One was dropped down in numbers in regarding we needed more, so it was like vice versa. But then both all good to go, you know.
Yeah, that's right. So, So local mob up there, they can get in touch with their local health services. They can book in for a vaccine. If it's Pfizer, you got to wait about 3 weeks before between the first and the second dose.
And it was about a month ago, about 2 months ago, when I took my son to go and get his doctor check if he had some shoulder problem and Wu Chopin. And I'm sitting in the waiting room. While I'm sitting there, I just went and asked the sister at the counter, you do the jab, how's that working? Well, we can do it right now for you. Okay, let's go. You know what I mean? I wasn't going there for the jab, but I asked that question. They said, yeah, we can do it now for you. Okay, let's do that, you know?
Yeah, well, that's...
A couple of people are getting a jab, it's all good.
But that's great for our mob to know that they can just rock up there and go, hey, what about this jab, and just ask questions about it and then get it if it's there and ready.
Yeah, but they're hearing from the horse's mouth as well, brother, you know?
Yeah.
On social media. Black on black, you can't beat that, brother, and that's the deadly yarn with our mob, you know.
And that's what we're trying to do here, brothers, is like, stop listening to, you know, we understand you distrust the white health system and, you know, we understand social media and all that sort of stuff. Listen to black fellas, listen to your own mob, because no one's here to hurt you, we're here to protect you, you know.
The other thing, if you're going to do it for yourself, then do it for your family or do it for your elders, do it for your grandparents or do it for your mother and father, you know.
Yeah.
I think, get away from the selfishness of it all, you know.
Can I ask you, if you're young,
under 40, whatever, yeah, even under 50, and you're in good health, you know, well, yeah, you'll live longer. I know, do what you need to do, you know. Look, may even get you thinking about smoking and drinking, stop all that stuff as well.
Yeah, that's right. Way on that health journey. Hey, did you get any side effects after your first or second jab?
Well, the first one I did because I got a little bit dizzy. Because next morning I went to the gym.
Hey, look out.
So that second one, I just relaxed at home.
Yeah.
And the little bit of dizziness was still there, you know.
Yeah. The first one for me, I got real tired that night and that afternoon.
Yeah.
And I woke up with a real sore arm from the needle. But like being like dead armed, you know, like big brother, give me a good smack in the arm. But the second one, nothing for me. I didn't feel a thing. I had no side effects. And, you know, everyone's completely different. Everybody's different.
Different, you know. I got my pregnancy test too, and I was excited. I'm all good, bro.
Are you pregnant? You know who the mother is. Nah.
Yeah,
not more. Nah. Hey, look, Trendy Trev, I'm always deadly to speak to you, Cars, but just finally... what's one thing you'd like to say to your mob up there? If you had a direct line to all the bummer up there or the black fellas, what do you want to say to them, cuz?
Yeah, look, if not, get the jab, have the conversation. We'll walk towards there because this is the world we're living in. So have the conversation, and the next best thing is have the jab. And I say that because I want to protect my family, brother.
Yep. 100%. And like we've been saying all along in this podcast series, like, talk to the black health professionals. Yeah. They're here to support you. They're here to protect you and your families and your communities, you know. So have that conversation, get educated, and then if you feel okay about it, get the jab, you mob. Me, I've had it. I'm double vaxxed. Trendy Trab's double vaxxed. We're still alive. We're still kicking.
That's it, brother. Yes. Brother man, Dan, thank you very much, eh?
Yeah, thank you, my cuz. And, I hope to get up and visit you mob soon. And, yeah, give a shout out to your CEO Jackie Tim there for me.
Will do.
She always tormenting me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Stop the names there.
Hey, hey, hey.
One love, brother.
Right, bro, one love. Yo.
See you, guys. The Make the Choice Podcast.